This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending April 12th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 222.12, which was $6.62 lower than the previous week. There were 863 loads sold for the week in that daily boxed beef cutout, which was 12% of the total volume and the largest weekly volume since the second week of February, which was also a week of falling prices. The comprehensive or the average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, that was at $226.35, and that was $6.79 lower following the big decline in that daily cutout. The total reported boxed beef volume was 7,106 loads, which was one of the largest load counts in some time, even though it wasn't abnormally big. Exports were at 816 loads, and that was 41 loads more than last week and about 11% of the total sales. The formula trade was at 3,169 loads, which was 51 loads lower than last week. It was, however, 45% of the total loads sold for the week. The outfront sales were very big at 1,538 loads, which was 308 loads more than the previous week. However, there was about 500 loads of long-term contracts in that total outfront sales load count. There were very few middle meats sold, with only 65,000 pounds of ribeyes sold at $37 over the current formula trade, and about 500,000 pounds of bottom sirloin product sold at $30 over the current formula trade. The biggest items again were round and chuck products that sold at $5 to $18 below the current trade. The spot trade for the primal cuts was mixed, with all primals except the ribs showing losses. The outside primals, the rounds and chucks, were $3 to $9 lower. The middle meats, which are ribs, were steady to $4 higher, but those loins were $1 to $3 lower. The live slaughter cow prices at area auctions stabilized after declining during the previous week. The cow cutout and 90% trimmings were both fully steady after going down for almost two full weeks. The finished cattle trade was steady to $1 lower at $147 to $151. Dress prices were mostly steady at $240. Cash sales numbers were small again in most areas. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 1,248 pounds, which was 9 pounds higher than the previous week, and that compares to 1,230 last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending March 29th was 4 pounds lower at 852 pounds, and that compares to 851 last year and 834 pounds for the previous 5-year average. Carcass weights continue to follow their normal seasonal decline, totally in step with last year, and should normally bottom out roughly the end of April or the 1st of May. The choice select spread was $9.70 on Friday, which was about $1.70 lower than the previous week. Packers now have 402,000 head contracted to them for April, which is one of the larger monthly totals in some time, and that compares to only 306,000 head last year. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.